Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Hey, thanks so much, Dave. And might I say you were looking quite dapper today. So August is here. The summer festival scene kicks into full swing as Lollapalooza takes over Grant Park here in Chicago. For music goers and concert lovers alike, the four-day festival, where nearly 200 acts perform on 9 stages, including an intimate new stage in the VIP section, take over most of the city here in Chicago. Happening August 1st through 4th, Lollapalooza is one of the go-to meccas for the music lover. Chicago itself has become almost oversaturated with these great music festivals. From Lake Shake, Pitchfork, Riot Fest, North Coast, Mambi, Lollapalooza definitely takes the cake as the Goliath Festival here in Chicago. Food, music, and more, Lollapalooza is the place you want to be. Spanning rock, hip-hop, electronic dance music, and even brings a little soulful flair to Grant Park. But that's what Lollapalooza is known for, and that's what you can expect. Acts like Ariana Grande, Childish Gambino, 21 Pilots, The Strokes, Tame Impala, Flume, The Chainsmokers. These are all amazing headliners, and acts that have toured the entire world. Think of Lollapalooza as Chicago's Woodstock. For 4 days, these amazing artists and amazing bands take over our humble city. Some highlights that I saw that you need to catch are The Strokes, who are putting out some new music, Grammy Award-winning Kacey Musgraves, New Orleans band The Revivalists, and other under-the-radar singers like Tierra Whack and soulful Christian artist Lauren Daigle are going to be some of the names that you just don't want to miss this year. And did I mention that Shaquille O'Neal himself will be playing a DJ set as DJ Diesel? Yes, Lollapalooza has it all. Now, seeing that over 100,000 people a day converge on Grant Park, you're probably thinking, what's the best way to get downtown? In this humble music journalist experience, I find that if you live in the city, make sure you take an Uber, Lyft, scooter, or rideshare service so you can get in, go to the designated spot that they drop you off, do a little bit of walking, and not need to worry about tickets, where you parked your car, or will there be rowdy teenagers surrounding my car when I get back? Now, if you're driving in from the suburbs or a different state, one quick travel hack would be to drive your car close in proximity to the festival and take public transportation all the way to the front gates. Leaving your car just a few minutes away from the festival is acceptable, knowing that Chicago has very reliable public transportation during the festival season. Now to get to the most important part, what are the tips that can help you survive Lollapalooza 2019? First of all, wear comfortable shoes. I don't want to have to tell you twice, okay? Now, I know it's very fetching to wear those Gucci heels or the fact that you've been dying to wear those brand new cowboy boots with the tassels on the side, but you gotta leave those boots at home, cowboy. Lollapalooza covers a lot of ground, especially when you're walking across Grant Park, which is nearly spanning a mile. So you're going to want to keep your feet dry and comfy while you catch your favorite band. Make sure you stay out of the heat by heading to the cooling buses or shaded medical tents. And pick up a map so you can see where all of these locations are located. Is it too loud for you? Free earplugs are available at guest services near the main entrance. Now, I'm sure your mom told you this once before, but make sure you stay hydrated as well. There are water refilling stations all around the festival grounds. And of course, bring enough cash so you can eat at the amazing food vendor tents. The last tip, of course, is to have a great time, but make sure you have a plan. Take a look at the lineup before you head down there. Make sure you circle the bands you want to see, or get the Lollapalooza app to make sure you get alerts when your favorite bands are on stage. And if you see me or Dave at the festival, make sure you come up, say hi, tell Dave how much you love the show, and then buy me a sandwich. I hope you have a safe, happy Lollapalooza, and enjoy some amazing music here in Chicago. For WGN's Dave Plyer Show, this is Mike Heidemann.